Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, what are you living for today? At this moment, I am living for what we call the Malaphore. If you're not sure what the Malaphore is, it is a mashing of two phrases to create a unique and bizarre saying. Here's an example. You could combine, "We'll cross that bridge when we come to it," with the phrase, "burning bridges," to create the combined phrase, "We'll burn that bridge when we come to it." Pretty good stuff. You try one. So, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever gone to watch a movie, whether you went to the actual theater booth to buy the tickets, spend a small fortune on snacks, and sat in the plush recliner's heated seats, which, by the way, I'll just pause to say has gone far beyond anything I could have imagined since my day, when theaters were considered to be of the devil, and by large could very well be, but has more to do with the content on the screen rather than the darkness of the room? When you walk into one of these theaters, it's like climbing aboard the SpaceX Falcon 9 at the NASA space station, preparing for takeoff. They've done so much over the last several years to make the multimedia experience immersive as ever. I don't get the opportunity to go to the theater much because, first, isn't that where Lincoln died? Plus, I don't have time. The title of my message this Sabbath is titled "When the Credits Roll." And sometimes when I watch a movie and the credits roll, sometimes I wish they would just continue on. And continue on so that we can see what the protagonist does after the credits roll. We want to know what their new life is going to be like now that the world is saved and now that there's peace and justice in the world. Now that Superman has got the girl and Spider-Man also, he can start a spider collection in his room and clear the cobwebs. I don't know what it is, but we simply love the happily ever after. When you look at any Western cultured story, it begins with an intro and it crescendos and it builds us to the climax and they lived happily ever after. Even in the narrative of the Bible. However, different with the chiastic structure, beginning with the intro, climaxing in the center, and then digressing to the end, we still find this beautiful scene at the end where all things are made new, where there is no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, and we mount like eagle's wings, we run and we don't get tired. There's just something about the happily ever after. I got the title of my sermon from Matthew 24:14. As the disciples are curious about the procession of the future events, after Jesus gives them an alternate ending to the movie they were expecting, as they were coming out after the fellowship hall, possibly after potluck, down the steps, as they approach Jesus to point out to him the glory of the temple and its intricacy and beauty, they say to him, "Look at all of this." And Jesus probably nodding, even smiling, saying, "Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. But, you know, listen to this. You know, buildings get torn down. They fall apart. They get old. But I'm going to tell you these right here, this right here that you're looking at, there won't be one stone left on top of another." These disciples knew it was prophecy, and they began their journey, and they made it to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus was sitting, and they came to him privately. If word of this gets out, that there would not be one stone left upon another, that's going to really stir some things up. So that's a preview there, and I would like tomorrow's message to be interactive. And if you want to prepare, just read Matthew 24:1-14. There are a number of things that come before the credits roll. I took the phrase from the phrase "when the credits roll" from that part in the verse that says, "Then the end will come." The cheat sheet comes right before, because there is one last thing that has to take place before the end comes. And it doesn't have anything to do with the sum of all fears. In fact, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever read. So I'm looking forward to seeing you this Sabbath, whether it is through your telly or face-to-face. Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. See you soon.